process.
I'll say with Robbie. Sorry, I'm going to go to Richard just because he has the last question.
Just as a start with an observation of what's going on the last two or three days here, is that we've had things like John Bullard from NOAA come in and describe almost bragging with the effect of working with the state, and they've closed these dams in the Penobscot and the St. Croix and done this worthwhile thing of opening up to fish dams and things like that. And now we've also heard discussions of things. We come down this river and we hear discussions of the DMR closing part of that river for the mercury problems there. And now we head out into the Penobscot Bay and we have these problems of figuring out another government agency is going in a different sort of direction of this dredging project that's coming out. And we go further out and we have the University of Maine and people work on energy problems and things like that. And we look around the shores of Penobscot Bay and we have green crab problems and we have ocean acidification problems. But what I'm getting at, I guess, is that we look at the various forms of government and government agencies and they're quite often heading off in totally different directions. With a sense of a lack of coordination or disjointedness that's very perceptible to us. And this is kind of what I'm part of. There's a lot of good we're taking home from these seminars, but that is probably a kind of a negative thing that's still floating around out there. And it's not that I have a solution for you. It's just that that I'm asking you to please pay attention to that, and whenever we have a chance to make gains on that, to draw some sort of coordinate. I know I work a little bit with the process of regional ocean planning, which comes down through the National Ocean Policy, and they purport to have that as part of their goals and things, but I'm not saying that they can do that. And they certainly can't do it without your help and the help of the federal rest of the federal agencies and things. There's a definite need for that, and you can maybe talk about
you're
that.
You're looking for a czar.
Well, thank you for identifying the extent of some of the challenges we face as a committee. Obviously, some of those things come before us and we can influence, and others we can't, but we can speak to the importance of. A number of representatives along the Penobscot area and us as co-chairs sent a letter weighing in on the process of the dredging and concerns over whether the toxic waste that is quite possibly and quite likely present because of the upstream industrial activity of Ulster County would actually end up being dumped in lobstering areas instead of being having the water removed from it and having it treated as toxic waste. That's a great concern to us. Whether the process for consideration of that project, whether it should have an environmental impact statement review, was conducted up in Bangor instead of in the vicinity of the communities in which the dredging or the islands in the vicinity of where the dumping would occur. That concerned us somewhat, and we also sent a letter asking that they at least have a second meeting, which is closer to the communities affected directly by those activities, so they can have a voice in that. Obviously, we're not in the federal government, and so even if we were, it's a large government. I do think, though, that the committee has concern with all these kinds of activities and doing our best to stay abreast of what's happening and to weigh in to the extent that we can on looking out for our marine resources. And I know the department also is very vigilant in that regard. it is a challenge. And trying to thread all of these things together. I look at what happened with the level of mercury in the Penobscot as a really serious problem that we were slow to catch on to as a state. And I mean that in that we didn't have the scientific study results to tell us sooner, and until many years after that it became a problem, that it was a problem. Certainly Holderkamp didn't go out and say, hey, we're dumping mercury down your river, come test the sediment. So unfortunately that's the way that unfolded, but to me that's important not only because we need to be concerned about the health effects, it's also really important because Maine brand is impacted whenever we have to make a closure for that sort of reason. That doesn't help our branding for our seafood in the state of Maine. I'm very concerned that we consider that sort of thing when we undertake projects and licensing activities that may affect our ocean resources.
Not to beat a dead horse, but the gentleman, and I forget his name, the blonde fellow that disagreed with my premise on this lobster promotion fee. That's what it's always been. And it relates exactly to what Representative Krueger had to say. It pits one group against the other. And the gentleman up in the back, I'd be willing to bet, has 800 traps, a boat he fishes offshore year-round. So sure, he thinks it's fine, it's inevitable. He's going to profit. 25 cents a pound times 1,000 pounds is a lot more money than a smaller fisherman that has 100 pounds. And so what you have here is a pitting of one against the other. And I'm telling you, the small fishermen know this is not fair and this is not right.
I'd like to just make a quick comment that, any suggestions that you have, feel free to contact us. We're all available, email, telephone. Give us your input and maybe that'll help us.
Tag fee increase would be better than what you've
done. Put it in writing and give it to us and we'll put it under consideration. Thank you.
Sir, I'll just say it one more time. What we wanted to do was exactly what you recommended in terms of putting a percentage on landings. It's not allowed by the federal government. It's not a choice. Tags, messing with the tag fees, as a group, you lobstermen do not want that to happen. So that was not an option for us otherwise. Given that the two best choices were not available to us, we went off and we did the best we could. We debated this. We took public comment for over a month. It's the bill that we worked on the most by far last session. And, unfortunately, there is never going to be a perfect solution, but I feel confident that we as a Marine Resources Committee, working with lobstermen, with lobstermen's associations, and with the DMR, came to the best solution that we could, given the parameters that we had to work with. Thank you.
And I would say that what you're really asking for, I think, is a tiered license system. And you're not the first person that's asked for that. And a tiered license system where, now we have three licenses. They're all eligible for 800 traps. They all cost the same. If we had other options for a license with a cap of, you say you fish 300, a cap of 400, or maybe two tiers, one at 400 and one at 50 or 100 for really part-time people, that's something that I think is partly going to be part of the discussion coming up, and I think those are good options for people who don't fish 800 traps and don't go offshore. That's probably part of the solution to the late effort issue, is to have some tiers that are less expensive and provide for a lower involvement than 800 traps.
Have senators, representatives, U.S., been approached on this ridiculous rule?
Not that I'm aware of. But I mean, it's a National Marine Fisheries Service rule. You know, they're the ones that have oversight on the lobster landing reporting. So
I think Congress trumps them.
They do. You know how hard it is to get some kind of Congress.
But that rule also has a reason why it's in place, which is difficult to overcome, and that's to avoid prejudicing the reporting. They're trying to get accurate reporting of what the actual effort is in our fisheries. And if we start charging other fees based on what the landings numbers are, then we're going to have people underreport landings. That's detrimental to our having an accurate understanding. Because enough challenge as it is trying to get accurate landings numbers, I think you're all aware of that. But to put something in the system that's going to create a bias so that people will want to underreport will create other problems, which is why if we go to them and ask for an exception to this, even that I would expect to be very difficult to obtain because of that concern.
Okay.